This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us as Snowmageddon commences tonight. So we're going to do this. And Rico, unfortunately, in America in 2025, you have to offer a lot of disclaimers. Mm-hmm. So let me just say this. No one has advocated for the player I'm about to critique. No one has advocated for the team like the team I'm going to critique. This does not mean I don't like them or don't like this player, but when stupid things happen or I start to see a behavioral pattern, I think it's okay to talk about it. So if the tiny brains in the back can't handle it, go to Kids Bop. But the Detroit Lions and their players and some of you in the fan base are becoming very unlikable. Now, part of that happens when you begin winning. Well, the rest of the league doesn't like you, except most of the league has kissed your ass. Your coach is a celebrity. Every player wants to play for him. Your team, everybody's rooting for us because, well, we've never won anything. But here's where it's gotten weird. Locally, there is just a behavioral pattern here, and I'm not comfortable with it. And it has become a little bit whiny, a little bit delusional. And yes, it ties into the discotheque. Yes, it ties into I can't watch the Super Bowl. It's too painful. But we would have rolled the Chiefs. If we were healthy, .. It's like, no, that's the NFL. This is what you sign up for. And when you don't win a playoff game and you get hit with a Brinks truck by a rookie quarterback at home, nobody wants to hear it, especially when another reason you've become unlikable is that you chastised and vilified anyone who merely gave the Commanders a chance. So the latest installment of this, and I'm telling you, I believe every bit of this, and I know David will agree with me because at the peak of his organization, they do it a certain way. The peak of my organization, they did it a certain way. Stop the talk. So now everyone's got a podcast. Amon Ross St. Brown, who I love, had a pod. I don't love what he said. And I can't play the audio because the audio is really not good. No. And it's not playable, guys. So I got to read it to you, okay?
Yeah, he mumbles a lot. Yeah.
It's just three sentences. Do you want to see the Lions play the Eagles in the first game? You could see what could have happened in the NFC Championship with a healthy defense and how that bleep operates. Amon Ra, you got beat by the Commanders. And second of all, whether your defense is healthy or not, you don't have a right to talk like that. Because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They dismantled the Commanders, the team that beat you, and they dismantled the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Okay? You can think it. You can say it in your own house. Hell, you could talk in the locker room. You know what we don't need? We don't need it to be broadcast. You know what we don't need? Alex Anzalone saying, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. We're watching Beauty and the Beast. What? You know what? Here's the deal. Humble up. Because as good as the Lions were, you know what it turned out? They weren't the best team in the league. And they weren't close. And injuries aside, think about it. Look at your schedule. Look at who you played. Who did you really beat? Think about it now. Soulless Ginger twice. Jordan Love missing his groin. Who'd you play? Who was this gauntlet of a schedule? And when you go into the playoffs and you don't win a game, I don't want to hear anything. Much less, hey, man, if this and if that, and we want the team that just won the Super Bowl, and we'll show you what's up. You know what? Do me a favor. This is what I said the other day, Rico, and I meant every word of it. No more social media, no more podcasts, no more talk. Just the work. Mm-hmm. Go back into the lab. It's just the work. And I want players to believe they can beat Philly, but this has got to stop because the problem is the fans eat it up.
Yeah. Mike, the funny thing about the whole podcast was his brothers were kind of like, yes, the NFL, everybody gets hurt. No. We had all of these injuries. They're like, who? And so he goes and starts naming all of them, and he can't even remember them. And it's like, everybody gets hurt. Everybody has injuries at the end of the year. No team has all of their original 53 men on the roster playing for them. But you're right. It's the rallying cry. You know, the NFL needs to see this game. This is the game that was supposed to happen. This is what the people want. It's like, or you could have just won the game and given the people what they want. So, no. But he's like, yeah, they have to put us on that first game because
no,
this
they
is
don't.
What's needed.
Look, bottom line in all of it is this. I want to know where you're at as a Lions fan, okay? Because I can't figure out which it is. Is it that you would have smoked the Chiefs, even though you couldn't have beat the Eagles? Or is it now that, well, you'll just beat everyone because things weren't fair? Look, the injuries are what they are. They hurt you. You know, you didn't hear Philly cry when they lost N'Kobe Dean in the playoffs or when they lost Juergens and Dickerson in the NFC title game and they basically had Rico starting at center. It happens. Things happen. Yeah. You weren't the best team in the league. Because you know why? The best team in the league doesn't get orbital rammed by a rookie quarterback at home.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You know what, buddy? Right there. Because here's what happens. Here's what's going to happen. Let's just say you get to play the Eagles. You get Amara and the Lions fans get their wish in week one. You play the Eagles. It'll be another year where you're a day late and a dollar short. Meaning, when you had an opportunity to beat the 49ers, you didn't. Oh, but wait till next year. We'll win that game and do what? Okay, that counts as one. That you don't get anything other than that. Oh, okay, well, now we're going to play the Eagles. Okay, and you win that game and you get a victory. That's it.
My problem,
there's no trophy.
Too,
there's no banners.
Rico, honestly, it's all of it. It's the ski masks. It's the villain sweatshirt. It's the we're going to rub it in your face trick play stuff. Oh, Cowboys and Dan Skipper, we eligible now, bitch. And it's like, guys, no team in the league has talked more and won exactly nothing than you.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't even gotten to the Super Bowl, much less won it. This year, you showed your ass in the playoffs. Enough. I want to know where fans are at with it, because I think we're in the midst of a little bit of like a conversion with this team. The what if stuff has to stop. The whole, oh man, if we just would have given Gibbs the ball more, think, stop. You just stop.
Brody, they are going to ride the whole, well, if we had a healthy defense, you know we would have won the Super Bowl. No, I don't think so. But
no, I'm just tired of it. And frankly, here's the thing. It's one thing for fans to be delusional, but I think when players start to act this way, look, I would like to see Dan Campbell kind of rein this thing in. He's a damn good coach, and they're a damn good team. But they're getting a little bit, you know, let me borrow a phrase from the midday show. May I?
Yeah.
Lions are getting a little bit chesty for my liking. Just a little bit over their skis. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to start talking the way they talk, you better be the Chiefs. You want to talk the way they talk, act the way they act, you better be the Patriots back in the day. Rings, plural. You have so many rings, you start saying you have rangs.
Right.
Like, come on, man. And that's R-A-N-G-Z.
Right.
Rangs.
You need that, not a cake of you standing on top of your head at a bakery.
Yeah, and look, Rico, I'm not expecting it, nor do I care if this is a popular opinion, but it's a conversation I think we should have. Because what I'm not going to do all offseason is this. You lost. End. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about the prologue. Nobody cares of what was fair and unfair. We talked it. We lived it. Mm-hmm. We talked after Aleem and Carlton Davis went down. Like, you got to stop. And the players have got to stop. The fans most certainly have got to stop. This should be a reality check. This league is hard. Mm-hmm. It's unforgiving. It's brutal. Fair is not a word that is used. Infuriating.
I'm with you. And it was, this is what the people deserve. They needed to see this game. It's like, or you could have just beat the Commanders and we would have saw the game.
Yeah, let me help you. Nobody cares that you lost. America does not care. The earth still spins. The sun still rises. Quote, you would have seen what could have happened in the NFC Championship with a healthy D and how that bleep operates. Yeah, well, guess what? When you let Jaden Daniels come into your house and sex you up, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing is because we were talking pre-show, and I think that's going to be the opening night game is the Eagles and the Commanders.
And
because
it won't validate anything. It won't change anything.
No. It will. But.
What?
I'll say this, and then we'll move on. Okay. But I think it will, because I think, let's just say Lions play the Eagles and beat them. It'll be the same thing as when they play the Chiefs week one and won. See, we could be Super Bowl champions. Because to a lot of people, you expected to get a ring after that game.
Every year's a new story, but whatever. But I'd like to know from fans. And again, I'm not asking for fan-on-fan warfare or fan-on-team warfare. Is it time for the Lions to kind of close ranks, circle the wagons, go into the lab, be about your business? Less talk, more walk. 248-539-9797.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.